And this is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial right here, 1310 WIBA. Great program ahead. We are going to be talking about some mistakes that folks may be making when it comes to retirement planning, things to avoid. We'll be doing that as well. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got any questions, give us a call. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite from Kloss Financial. Guys, how are we doing this week?
Great. How are you doing, Sean?
Doing great. Great to hear from you, Malia. Kyle, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Sean.
Really good stuff, and we've got a great conversation ahead. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, though, let's take a look back. One of the great things we do each and every week, and you guys have had this great idea a couple of years ago to do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. You bring in a fantastic prize each and every week. This week, no exception, a $25 gift card to Amazon. We'll tell you how you can win that gift card a little bit later on in the program with the Kloss Quiz Question Week. Little tip, typically both the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question Week come up during the program. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, another cool thing we've been doing here on the show is taking a look back at the previous week's Kloss Quiz Question Week and not only getting the question, but getting that answer as well.
Yeah, so we had a lot of great callers last week, and so a big shout out to our winner last week is Nancy of Madison. So she won our gift card. And the question last week was, how many Americans currently collect Social Security benefits? We like multiple choice around here, so we asked, was it 30 million or 65 million people? Correct answer was 65 million. So listen today and maybe you can be our winner.
Really good stuff. And again, another opportunity for to win a great prize this week and a $25 gift card to Amazon. Before we get rolling too on this week's conversation, I like to use the word when I talk with you guys from Kloss Financial, I always talk about opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. There's always great opportunities out there when it comes for planning for retirement. And you guys have a slightly different opportunity for a great person here in the Madison area.
Yes, we do. We just thought this might be a good venue to shout this out to everybody. So, Sean, as you know, financial, we've been in business for 44 years, which is a blessing. I'm not going to deny it's a blessing. And today, we continue to grow, which is wonderful. But as a result, we wanted to mention that if any of our listeners or someone they may know are both experienced and exceptional financial advisors, we'd love to have a conversation with them as we are growing. And we're currently hiring in the Madison area. So check out our website, submit a resume online, or give us a call. We just need to chat and see if you're the exceptional advisor we're looking for.
Really good stuff. And again, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. All the details right there online. And again, the telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637. So as mentioned, we are going to be talking about the mistakes. And specifically, you're going to focus in on 8 mistakes that people should be avoiding when it comes to retirement planning. What is kind of the layout to this?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, being retirement planners, we're trying to help people avoid these mistakes. So hopefully when our listeners hear these potential mistakes, bells will go off and they'll proceed with caution. So one of the first ones is not only when you're in retirement, but also in the years leading up to retirement. A big one that people tend to make is staying too aggressive in your portfolio. So obviously, you don't want to be too aggressive. And then we go through something like we just did in March, where if you were, you know, invested 100% in the stock market and you were to go down, you know, 35% or so, that can be a big, big alarm. And that can actually, you know, kind of roil some of your plans. And that's just the most recent one. Some people will remember back in 2008, where the stock market was down, you know, 55% from high to low. So to put that in numbers perspective, if your 401k was worth $1 million and you lose 50% of that, now it's down to 500,000. So that's a big punch in the gut. So it's one of the easiest ones to avoid, but you also have to pay attention and talk to your financial advisor to make sure that you're invested appropriately. And then as we get into retirement, it's just as big of a deal, because not only are you subject to some market fluctuations, but you're also probably going to be pulling some money off of this portfolio. So if you take a big loss while you're taking income for a number of years, you can kind of do some irreversible damage. So we want to avoid that at all costs. So
really good stuff. I was going to say, yeah, Kyle, what's that second mistake that people tend to make?
Yeah, the other big one is health insurance costs. So as we are all aware, insurance is extremely expensive, and COBRA is one option for people. So COBRA, remember, is the health insurance option that will let you continue on your employer's health insurance after you retire. So it can be, it's not cheap. No insurance is really cheap right now. But it is continuation health coverage, but it only lasts for about 18 months, depending on your situation and things like that. But historically, it's around 18 months. So for people that want to go before age 65, because remember, we talk about this all the time, 65 is when you qualify for Medicare. So once we get onto Medicare, then our health insurance costs can come down quite dramatically, which is nice. But for people that want to go before that, we've got to look at those options. COBRA is a big one. Another big one is if a spouse is going to continue working. Now, some spouses want to retire at the same time, and they'll just laugh at this and say, there's no way. If you're retiring, I'm retiring too. So this may not be an option. So spouse insurance is a big one. And then you've also got some people may be eligible for veterans benefits. So if you serve in the armed forces and serve with honor, you may be qualified for some veterans benefits there. And then the last piece is the Affordable Care Act. So this is, some people call this the Obamacare. So this is basically private health insurance through the exchange. So this is what people can use for if you're, 62, 63, don't have spouse, don't have VA. Then we can look at the Affordable Care Act, and this has subsidies based on your income limits and all this kind of stuff. So if you want to look more into the Affordable Care Act, you should go to healthcare.gov and look at the health insurance costs through the Affordable Care Act, of course. And there's also, like I said, subsidies out there that can help lower your monthly expenses for this as well.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Klaas Financial, the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. What's that third mistake you see, Kyle?
Yeah, the third one is not being tax-wise. So obviously, if you have a lot of money in your 401k, and it's all traditional 401k, it is subject to income taxes when we pull this money out. So for some people, they have little things in their head of what they want to do before they retire. A big one sometimes is paying off the mortgage. Well, if you still have a big mortgage balance of, let's just say, $50,000, and all you have is pre-tax retirement dollars, we're going to have to take out a lot more than 50 to get you to the 50 net that you need to pay off that mortgage. And then further on, you guys remember us talking about required minimum distributions. So at age, now at 72, they actually pushed it back for people that aren't 70 and a half yet to 72. You'll have to start taking money out of your 401k, whether you want it or not. And that, obviously, again, it comes out of the 401k, so it's going to be income taxable. So everything, all of this is based on your specific situation, and this is where some help with a financial planner and your accountant can really, really pay dividends.
Great stuff. Three down and five to go. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle. Love to hear from you. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial, all you got to do is pick up the phone, give us a call right now, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Malia and Kyle. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about Klaas Financial online, their website, great website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn about their separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great email that comes in your inbox once a week with a link to the most recent podcast, as well as some great information, a quick little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Again, just get over to klaasfinancial.com, go down to that envelope that says Stay Current. You can sign up right there. The telephone number at Klaas Financial, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you conversation, that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle and take your call next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaas Financial online, the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's spelled Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great resource, their website, again, that's klaasfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking this morning with Malia and Kyle about some of the mistakes they see people making when it comes to retirement planning. Left off at number three. We'll get number four in just a moment from Malia. So let's talk about the choices when it comes to taking pensions if you have that option. And this is a biggie, isn't it, Malia?
It really is. And not, and let's just start off with the fact that not everybody even has a pension, so it's not applied to you. But for those that do, we really tell our listeners, slow down. Just get the choices and slow down and carefully evaluate what makes sense for your particular situation. Just because your colleague for the last 20 years that you've worked with thinks the best choice is X, necessarily applies for yourself. So slow down, carefully evaluate those choices. And so the choices are usually the highest amount that's offered. Oftentimes means 50-50 or 60-40, it depends, meaning that you would take a lower amount for a monthly pension, and then upon your death, your spouse could continue that lower amount, or many people have the option of a lump sum. And again, it depends on your circumstances. One thing we have to understand about pensions, generally speaking, is, for example, if you take a single pension and you pass away, you have no immediate family, no spouse, for example, your pension essentially goes away. So you were counting on that monthly income for 10 years, 30 years, whatever it might be. You pass away. If you are on that type of pension choice, essentially the state doesn't see the wealth of accumulated years of work. So really slow down, take a look at what your choices are and how it may benefit you to choose one or the other. Mistake number five is drawing too much out of your portfolio every year. So we like to for our retirees. This is right for everyone. We like to give guidelines. You're probably, depending on who you are and your circumstances, you're probably looking at a 4% withdrawal rate if you're retiring in your early 60s. Retiring till 72, 75, it may be much higher. Again, what we are wanting to make our clients is we don't want you to run out of money. It's really the number one fear for most people. I just spoke to a client of mine the other day. He's 99 years old. He's next month. And I'm so proud of him. He just went to the last year. In fact, he's going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. So big shout out to him. Malia, I never expected to live past 90. And here I am, still walking around at 99. And so we don't know how long we're going to live. And that's going to be very consistent with our portfolios, how much we extract. Even in a good year, we want to be very careful. So keep that in mind. And finally, number six, not looking at social security income figures properly. So, we talked a lot about this last week. If you're born after 1960, your full retirement age for Social Security purposes is 67. So looking at the amount of benefit which you can draw is at age 62. We've discussed this.
Oh, Malia,
Malia,
we lost you. Your phone's been fading out a bit, but you mentioned, of course, the importance of the earliest you can draw at 62, and of course, the FRA is at 66 to 67. Yep. And as you also pointed out, we did a really good show the other week and covered a lot of this stuff. Great opportunity to get to klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can check out those previous shows, podcasts. Telephone number, Klaas Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We're going to continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle. We'll take more of your calls and, of course, do the Klaas Quiz Question Week. We'll do that next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaas Financial. Mention the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Talking this morning about some of the most common mistakes that people make when it comes to retirement planning and ones you want to avoid. And left off there about talking with Malia a little bit about taking too much out of your portfolio. And then, of course, another area, of course, Kyle, is you want to really look at those Social Security income numbers and do that properly, as Malia mentioned. What are some of those other mistakes that folks should be avoiding?
Yeah, so the next one kind of ties into the Social Security, like Malia was saying, which is planning to work indefinitely. So according to Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies, 53% of workers expect to work beyond age 65 to make ends meet. But you can't count on that. So there's a reason why people, you know, most of us want to retire at some point. And the reason is, as we get older, obviously, we're more susceptible to health issues and things like that. So you can't count on being able to bring in a paycheck if you need it. So like I said, while more than half of today's workers plan to continue working in retirement, just 1 in 5 Americans over the age of 65 are actually employed. And this is according to the U.S. Department of Labor statistics. So again, 1 in 2 want to keep working after retirement, but in actuality, 1 in 5 actually do after the age of 65. And this is for a number of reasons, right? So it could be that, you know, maybe you get laid off with all the things that we're going through right now. Obviously, your health along with family members' health, right? If you're 65 nowadays, there's a good chance you're parents are in their 80s, so there may be some needs to help them, or, you know, if you have special needs kids, all these kind of other things come in. And then, of course, like I said, employer-related issues. So as downsizing, layoffs, buyouts, and then sometimes you just don't keep your skills up to date and things like that. So it can just be a big, big, big issue if you're planning to work but aren't able to for one of these myriad of reasons.
Really good. And then I know this is a biggie, and it's kind of one of those compassion things, but it can be a mistake, which is the 8th point you want to make there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, this is a big one for everybody. So it is putting your kids first before your retirement. So we, you know, everybody wants their kids to have the best education, best wedding, best everything. And if you can afford it, absolutely go ahead. But putting the bill for large college bills or big weddings or anything like that at the expense of your own retirement could come back to hurt you. So one of the things that we say, you know, is you can't borrow money for your retirement, right? So you can have the kids get student loans. You can, you know, help them pay them if you want to. But as far as actually cashing out 401ks or taking large chunks out to help the kids, that can do a lot of damage to your own personal retirement.
Very good stuff. And then, of course, as we talk about these things and the importance of having those plans, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on the website, klossfinancial.com. Or if you've got questions, you can always give them a call. Don't forget that first appointment. Not going to cost you a thing. It is complimentary at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Mention the website as well, with a lot going on there. Also an opportunity to submit a question to be answered right here on the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. As a matter of fact, Darby wrote in, had a question, said, I'm planning on retiring from my current job next year when I turn 65 after working for more than 30 years there. I have been offered the opportunity to come back and work as a consultant earning about $50,000 a year. How will this affect my Medicare eligibility and also my Social Security income?
Yeah, thanks, Darby, for your question. It's great to hear that your company wants to bring you back as a consultant. First of all, Medicare eligibility is not affected. So 3 months before you turn 65, you can apply for Medicare coverage. So that doesn't have anything to do with being employed or not for the Medicare piece. However, if you're thinking of taking Social Security at 65 and your full retirement age or FRA is not until 67, your Social Security benefits could be affected if you're working and making more than the allowable income. So that allowable income is over $18,240. So if you make over that, the Social Security actually suspends some benefits. They suspend $1 for every $2 over that $18,000 number. So that's one of the things that we always ask clients about when they want to take Social Security, is if they're planning on working before the age of full retirement age and they're going to make more than that $18,240, then it may not make sense to start Social Security. So remember, full retirement age is the age that you can begin to your full benefit. So they used to send out those statements, and in the upper corner, there was a number of per month benefit of what you would get. That's usually tied to your full retirement age. So like Malia was saying, if you're born after 1960, then your full retirement age now is 67. And if you take it before your full retirement age, so again, if you're born after 60, if you're under the age of 67, there could be a reduction. So, and it depends on how old you are when you begin it. So, example, if your full retirement age is 67 and you decide to start the benefits at 65, like Darby was thinking, your monthly benefit is reduced by about 13.3%.
Interesting. Really, important things to consider. Great question this week, Darby. And of course, you too can submit a question to be answered right here on the program in the listener corner. All I got to do is get over to KlausFinancial.com. That's KlausFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Time now for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer this week, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Amazon. This week's Klaus Quiz Question Week is this. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, how many Americans over the age of 65 are currently employed? Is it 1 out of 5 or 4 out of 5? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Amazon. Don't forget as well that it's Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. Malia, Kyle, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean. You too.
Take care, guys. Dr. Nicole Hemkes comes your way next, right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Securities America, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial Asset Advisors and Securities America are separate companies. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.